What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammett, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. If this is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. And the thrivers, too. There are some thrivers out there. Today's episode is going to be about after a relationship with a narcissist, peace and boring. How sometimes finding love after a relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person can seem boring. It's just like you miss the thrill of the love bombing phase. So if you don't know, I do one-on-ones over Zoom. I do Zoom coaching and things like that with, you know, survivors, victims, thrivers, you know, so I've spoken to some narcissistic people as well. And one of the things that comes up is like when people get out of these relationships, these toxic relationships, the next relationship, they don't connect to people. Even though they feel like they find good people, there's no red flags. It just doesn't feel right. You know, just like, I don't know. This new person is just like literally everything I look for. We're taking our time and things like that. And red flags are not there right now. And it's just like, everything's going so good, but it's so boring. It's so boring. Like, you get so good because, like, it doesn't feel the same as a narcissistic relationship. The beginning of a relationship with most narcissistic people comes a love bombing phase. Not all of them. Most of them come with a love bombing phase. What a narcissist is going to is really, you know, they're taking up all your time. They're calling you. They're calling you constantly. Pet names constantly. You know what I mean? Telling you that they love you quickly. Things are moving so fast. It's hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. You know what I mean? Everything, they're giving you everything you wanted and needed. It feels like a fairy tale. Everything is moving so quickly and just like, bam, it's fun. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. You don't know where you are. You upside down. You don't know where you are. Roller coaster. You know what I mean? So when you get out of that, when you break free of after the love bombing phase ends, you know, the devalue phase, discard comes and whatnot. So when the discard happens or you break up with them or whatever and you heal and you finally go out there, you get back on the market, you start looking at the market, you put yourself back out there and you find somebody else and it just feels boring because it's not moving as fast. You feel like you found a non-narcissistic person and it just seems like it's boring. And I tell people, I was like, it's just, I don't know what it is. They say things like, I feel so bad when I'm talking about it because it sounds like it's terrible. This is a great person. I'm with this great person right now, but it just feels so bad calling them boring. And I was just like, what if it's not boredom? They're like, what do you mean? I was like, what if that calm, that serenity you're feeling right now? What if it's not boredom? What if it's peace? Because I saw a quote one time that says peace, P-E-A-C-E, looks boring to those who are raised. It seems like boredom to those who are raised in chaos. And I'm going to add something to it. Peace seems boring to somebody who has been in a chaotic relationship. It's just seems like somebody who has been love bombed by a narcissist. Peace looks boring to someone who gets out of a relationship with a narcissistic person. Not everybody's going to be the same. I know some of y'all just go like, I'll take the calm all day, every day. But some people, it's hard for them to get back out there because it just does. It, to them, it just seems boring. It seems like a boring relationship, but it's not. It's just taking its time. You're hitting. For lack of a better word, it's a normal relationship because y'all are taking your time to hit relationship mile markers. Y'all are not rushing through to get to the finish line. You're not moving at an astonishingly fast rate or anything like that. Y'all taking your time. You're doing things like that. You're getting to know each other. You know, you're not saying I love you very quickly. It's peace. What if it's peace? Y'all, you might not be used to peace. However long that previous toxic relationship, and some of y'all have had multiple toxic relationships. Some of you have had multiple love bombing phases from different people. Maybe multiple love bombing phases from the same person. Some of y'all have had this back-to-back narcissist, back-to-back-to-back narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever. So you get a person that's possibly non-narcissist and they just seem, it doesn't feel the same. It's not what you're used to. You're not used to peace. So the peaceful part of this relationship, the gradual climb to the peak, you know, because narcissistic relationships, toxic relationships, they start at the peak. You're at the top already. This is as good as it's going to get. And it goes downhill. A normal relationship takes time. You start from the bottom of the hill and you push your way up together. That hard work seems boring. that getting to know each other over time seems boring. That not getting your cheeks clapped on the first night, or telling you, or trying to get pregnant immediately, telling you the future, no future faking, y'all actually making real plans and stuff like that, taking your time. That seems boring, but it's peaceful. That's how it's supposed to be. You're just not used to it. So don't mistake peace for boredom. A lot of people do that. And like I said, this is not me trying to chastise people, because I know everybody's lived experience with narcissists and toxic people is going to be different. That everybody's lived experience once you get out of these relationships is going to be different. But it's going to look boring sometimes. It just is. That peace, I'm just telling you, peace is going to, it's going to look like boring. It's going to feel boring. Like, damn, I want my cheeks clap. I want to clap these cheeks quick. I might say you can't clap cheeks, but I'm just telling you not to fall in love on the first date. Take your time. You know what I mean? Taking your time seems boring. Like, how much time should I take? As much as it needs. As much as you need. As much time as you need. Because could it actually be boring? Could this person be boring as hell? Yeah, they could be a boring person. Or could it be peace? Take a step back and look at it. Is what you're going through, what you're experiencing, just the normal, the normal functions of a normal, non-toxic relationship? Take a step back, because I think too, a lot of people get out of toxic relationships, you take your time to heal, or you hop right into something else, and it just doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. Where's the exhilarating feeling? Where's the love bombing? Bomb me with some love. You know, please bomb me. You just laying there wanting to be bombed with love. Does it take your time? Heal. And understand, sometimes, like, if you grew up in a chaotic household with a toxic, narcissistic, possibly narcissistic parent or whatever, and then you grew up and you married a toxic boyfriend or girlfriend, a husband, wife, whatnot, you married somebody like that, and now you get out of it, you're not used to this doesn't feel right. That peace don't feel right to you. It feels weird. Peace feels icky. No. Peace feels like you got the ick. That's what I tell people. I was like, you have to get to the point where you're okay. Take your time. We're taking your time. We're getting to know people. It's different. It's different. It's nervous. You're nervous because sometimes you don't trust yourself, because it's like, after you get into a toxic relationship, it's understandable that you possibly don't trust yourself after you get out of a toxic relationship. You know what I mean? Because like, you picked this person pretended to be somebody else. You got them. He's like, well, I trusted myself with them, and I got flipped upside down and slammed on my head. You know what I mean? That type of stuff right there. So now, where you are in life right now, that's what I said, you have to take your time. Take your time. You have to. It's a healing journey. It's a process. I promise you. It's a healing journey. It's a process. Like I said, it's going to feel like boredom sometimes. Let's tell you, your first date might not be in Paris. You know, you might not fall in love online before you meet. You might not get on Bumble, fall in love on Bumble or Tinder or something like that. And then you meet, and then you fall in love. Y'all are like, let's move in together the first week. You know what I mean? You might not be assigning apartment leases in a month. You might not be buying a car together in 2 weeks. You might not be writing them in jail in a month and a half. You know what I mean? It's going to be different. A peaceful relationship is going to be different. And your body's just not used to it. Once you get used to it, once you settle down into it, you feel better. It's a totally different vibe in situations like that. So I say right now, where you are right now, take your time. You know what I mean? I know I say that all the time. I say take your time all the time because it's important. And taking your time, again, taking your time is going to seem like you're bored. You're going to feel bored for taking your time. He's like, oh my goodness, I don't want to take my time right now. I want my cheeks clapped now. Tell me you love me right now. I want to clap those cheeks right now. Tell me you love me. Let's move in together. You used to it. Like I'm telling you, you got to break the cycle. You absolutely have to break the cycle, because if you don't, you already know what you're in for. Let's say you break it with a person because you think they're boring, and you find somebody that's exhilarating. The next person is exhilarating, is fast, is hot and ready, like a Little Caesars pizza. You know what I mean? Well, I call it microwave love. Narcissistic people give you the microwave love. You should be out here looking for crock pot. Look for the crock pot love, the love that takes time to get right. You mean, you can put a piece of chicken in the microwave and cook it for 10 minutes. And it might be all right. It might be edible. But if you put that chicken or that pork or whatever meat you prefer into that crock pot, you stew it, you let it stew over time, It's delicious, and it's worth it. You're not looking for microwaves. You're looking for the crock pot. You're not looking for that. Like I said, that's why I said, take your time. We live in such a microwave society that people are looking for instant gratification, not just in food and things like that. You're looking for instant gratification in relationships. You want the instant gratification right now. Right now, right now. Give it to me now. Now. Give it to me right now. Right now. You want it right now. Like I said, Little Caesars pizzas can be delicious when you're starving. But sometimes you just cook, make your own pizza at home. Might take a little longer, but you appreciate it. You appreciate it more. You know what I mean? So it might not be boredom. It might just be peace. It might just be peace. So y'all, I said live. I'm gonna cut this thing short, y'all. Live in person meet and greet live in person meet and greet, October 15th, Austin, Texas. We're gonna do a live in person meet and greet. One on ones in person. We're going to be doing a live Q&A, 2-3 hour live Q&A, where it's going to be a panel discussion, survivors, victims, self-awareness. It's going to be amazing. More details to come. Like and subscribe for more. If you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to this, like and subscribe. Hit that 5 stars for me. Give me a good rate. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.